Beneath the streets of Bucharest, thousands of Romanian children sleep on cardboard beds, beg for water, and sniff toxic paint to forget their troubles. An estimated 20,000 children live on Bucharest's streets or below them in subway stations. Not all of them are orphans. These children escape abusive orphanages or abusive parents. Poverty is the common denominator.
I grew up in an orphanage. As a small girl, I was very tortured. They would beat up all in the cellar. They would tear our clothes off, and I wouldn't let them. I didn't give in. I hit back. They put me in a lunatic asylum, and this I didn't want. And I felt rather than be there as a lunatic, because I'm not crazy, I'm going to stay in the streets. So I stayed in the streets.
Filmmaker Edith Belzberg spent more than a year recording the lives of five Romanian street kids. Her film, her first, is called Children Underground because the five children live in Bucharest's Victory Plaza subway station. Belzberg's work won a special jury prize at last year's Sundance Film Festival. It is the second in our series of interviews with documentary filmmakers nominated this year for Academy Awards. Edith Belzberg, welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
Ms. Belzberg, why are there so many Romanian children on the street?
Oh, it really started with former communist leader Nicolae Ceaușescu's policy his attempt to increase the country's labor force. And to do this, what he did was basically ban all forms of contraception and abortions. What happened was families had each family had more children than they could afford to have, and then they were told that their children would then be taken care of by the state. What the government did was place all these children in state-run orphanages. In the 90s, in the country's transition to a market economy, many of the state-run social welfare programs were dismantled. At that point, families who were dependent on the government for jobs, for food, were no longer receiving these benefits and found themselves completely incapable of taking care of their children.
Tell me a little bit, Ms. Belzberg, about the conditions of the children on the street.
I have to say, things have changed dramatically since I filmed their stories. At that time, they were struggling to survive. They were struggling to find food, to find clothing, to find shelter, to avert abuse. I have to say, the most prevalent problem was just a relentless violence. And then what you see is many of these children internalize how they're treated, and many of the children self-mutilate. And we're talking about children as young as 6 and 7.
In your film, Children Underground, you follow for about a year the lives of five children, from Christina, the oldest, to a child as young as 8.
Mm-hmm.
You show these children, the five children that you follow, sniffing toxic industrial paint mm-hmm. to get high. It's called Aralac. And I'm watching as their faces emerge from these plastic bags, and the faces are smeared with this sparkling, shimmering, silvery poison. How prevalent is drug use in Bucharest, in Romania?
At that time, it was extremely prevalent, and the drug of choice was Aralac. And then children would inhale it to get high and to curb their hunger.
People give me money for food, but I buy paint, because if I get one bottle, I'm no longer hungry. It's like paradise. You dream that you eat, and I can't give it up.
Today, Aralac is not as prevalent. Actually, heroin has replaced Aralac.
Ms. Belzberg, there are a lot of other horrible scenes in your film, and they're mm-hmm. very, very painful to watch. In one, for me, that was particularly gripping, the camera continues to roll, and a shopkeeper is beating one of the children, 14-year-old Macarena, and he kicks her in the back, he stomps on her head. There are a couple of passers-by, and the camera rolls on. Some people are probably wondering why you didn't intervene. Why don't you intervene?
That's the question I'm asked most frequently, I think, about this film, is why didn't I intervene? violence you see in the film is a fraction of what these children endured on a daily basis. In the film, you see Macarena beaten once, and you also see Ana beaten once by a group of children. In one day, the children can be beaten 3 to 4 times, either by a passerby, a shopkeeper, or by each other. There were times I intervened. Not intervening was very difficult. It was the greatest personal challenge I think I've had to face. It's something I grappled with at the time, and it is something I continue to grapple with. However, I believe then, as I continue to believe, that in the short term, I could intervene 1 or 10 times, even 100 times, and it would do very little. I felt that if I could show people what was happening, that long-term changes could be made, whether it policy or organizations helping these children directly. I just felt that I had to show the reality of the situation.
What do you think is the psychological damage done to these children by their parents, the children who know their parents?
I have to say one thing that I was so amazed with these kids is this undying spirit that you see, that, you know, Mihai left home because his father was abusing him. Ana left home, I believe, because she was being physically and sexually abused. And I think they were they were searching for something better. They were searching for a better life. And they left home. They ran away. They thought that Bucharest would bring them something better. I think the psychological damage cannot even be calculated. Ana would not even speak about what happened at home.
In watching your film, Children Underground, I am struck by how bleak it is. And I'm wondering if there's any hope for Romanian street children.
I think there is some hope. I think that there are some organizations that are doing very good work. On my last trip, this one organization I had been working with for a number of years, they've expanded. They have developed a large residential center. They have a few psychologists who are working with the children, which is something that I had never seen before. And I think that there is some hope for a few of the children, for the few of the children living on the street. Again, I follow 5 children in this film. The UN estimates that there are over 150 million street children. About 40% of those are homeless. So again, these are 5 stories of tens of millions.
Filmmaker Edith Belzberg. Her Oscar-nominated documentary is called Children Underground. It premieres in July on Cinemax. Thank you, Ms. Belzberg.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll speak with Jean-Xavier de Lestrade and Denis Poncet. Their documentary about the criminal justice system in a Florida town is called Murder on a Sunday Morning.